This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Moving on to you and your eventual Social Security, Marketplace's economics guy Chris Farrell and I were emailing the other day, and he wrote something so astonishing, it threw me into an existential crisis. We spend our lives worrying about dying prematurely, right? It is the human condition. Farrell here says that maybe the bigger risk is what, Chris?
I'm sorry I threw you into an existential crisis, but it's living longer. The concern is, what if you outlive your assets? What if you haven't saved enough for your old age? So it's not about dying prematurely. It's about living for a long time.
I'm still worried about dying prematurely. But as a personal finance issue, I take your point. And this, of course, applies to perhaps the biggest pension system that we have in this country, the official one, Social Security.
That's right. So if you mention Social Security, you know, the conversation immediately goes to, you know, you can file for Social Security at age 62. That's the earliest. And most of us have that conversation. The latest you can file for Social Security is age 70. If you wait past age 70, you don't get any benefits. What I think we need to do is reframe this discussion about Social Security. Forget age 62 for a moment. Let's start the discussion. When you'd be filing for Social Security should be age 70. That's the goal. So start with age 70 and then work your way down.
Now, to be clear, Chris, I mean, of course, there are benefits from Social Security after age 70. It's just there's no added benefit of delaying past 70.
Correct. If you wait till age 70, you know, your benefit on average is about 75% higher than filing at age 62.
We're talking about this, though, but Social Security, if you actually look at the payments you get, is not opulent.
No.
It's often seen as a supplement to what you perhaps you could save on your own.
It is not opulent at all. It really provides a floor. And it's a decent floor, and it's an important floor. And how it fits into, are you going to be working longer? Are you going to work part-time? What kind of retirement savings do you have? This is a holistic discussion. And I think in having that discussion with yourself and your household, you should start at age 70, and then for good reasons, you can file earlier. But let's reframe this discussion around age 70, not at age 62.
Chris Farrell keeps an eye on matters economics for us. Chris, thank you.
Thanks a lot.